And also in the news today, Google, they better watch out. Today, the daddy of all search engines. Well, it has a new competitor in the virtual search engine world. It's called Cool, actually spelled C-U-I-L, which means knowledge in Gaelic. In true Freudian fashion, this upstart is the brainchild of former members of the Google family, Anna Patterson, and her husband, Tom Costello, who is actually from Ireland, hence the name. They claim that Cool will offer broader and faster searches. And taking a dig at accusations that Google violates your privacy, Cool, they say, does not keep information about what you search and when. Joining us for his take on Cool and what this means for Google's future is our friend, Siva Vaidyanathan. Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Doing all right.
And you're working on a book called The Googleization of Everything, so you are well positioned to give us your thoughts on this new upstart, Cool. Why now, and why are they backed with so much venture capitalist dollars?
Well, Google, in its immense growth over the past 10 years, has sort of revealed a lot of concerns. Well, it's also revealed a tremendous amount of revenue, right? So anybody has a obvious desire to any major company that could do a search engine has a desire to sort of muscle in on this business. But what we have here is that Google, as good as it is, isn't perhaps as good as search could be. In addition, Google tends to keep a whole lot of our information. In other words, it tracks what we do. It keeps a dossier on
what we search for.
Did you have a nice birthday, Siva?
Think
last June, 16th.
Pardon me.
Did you have a nice birthday, June 16th?
I sure did.
Yeah. See, if you Google Cool, it comes right up. It's much better than Google.
Yeah. What do they offer? It is interesting.
Your book is right there at the top too. Sorry, Dora. I'm just.
What does it offer, seeing that it's two veterans from Google, Anna Patterson and her husband? Clearly, they're well-versed in what Google offers. What does Cool do that would make me want to switch?
Well, three basic things. One is the interface is different. Your experience of looking at results is different. They, instead of laying it out in a list from top to bottom, which gives the impression of some sort of order and priority and specificity, it offers you three columns of information where it's sort of splayed out. It actually fits better in a computer screen. That's number one, and it's going to take a while to get used to if you're into this sort of thing. The second thing is, Cool actually is a very different kind of search. While Google's fundamental principle is that the results will show up in order of popularity, in other words, the number of other web pages that link to the page in question will drive up someone's Google rank. And that's a very convenient, in many ways brilliant, but somewhat troublesome concept. Because, after all, the right answer isn't always the most popular answer.
It makes it easy to manipulate.
Right, companies pay to come up first, depending on the word combination that you're searching.
And that arms race of manipulation has been one of the big sort of understories of Google for some time. Companies do try their best to rig the system. Google tries its best to curb those activities. And as a result, the fundamental principle of Google remains just a principle. There's all sorts of other decisions built into its rather complex algorithm at this point that sort of curb certain excesses. What Cool does is actually analyze the language. It's a very linguistically based search engine.
How are they going to make money, Siva? We just have a little bit of time left, but how do they make money? You talked about Google and the way that they can manipulate the way the searches come up and they make money. How is Cool going to make money?
As of today, it's really hard to imagine them making money. For one thing,
their debut
seemed to be in a debacle. It's the first day yesterday, it was almost impossible to do a decent search. Their servers were slow. They were crashing. They didn't produce results all the time. But eventually, I suppose, once they build up a user base and they blow through their venture capital money, they're going to start posting ads with the search. That's the only way I can imagine them making money. And that's ultimately what this is about. Remember, for neither of these search
Forget
engines,
the information. It's all about the money.
And the stalking your exes.
And that's Mary Elizabeth Williams,
remember,
our
we're
contributor.
We're not the customers here. The advertisers are the customers.
Siva, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us, as always.
Anytime.
Siva Vaidyanathan, he's writing a book, The Googleization of Everything, and that comes out next month, which is actually just a couple of days away. And Mary Elizabeth Williams, our culture critic, is still with us. And now we're going to...
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.